A step change in housing, removing the roadblocks, security for tenants and incentives for new investment. That's some of the aim, ambition and plan of Housing Minister James Brown. You heard him here earlier. Rory Ahern is Social Democrats housing spokesperson, TD for Dublin North West. Deputy Ahern, you're welcome to studio. You didn't oppose, the Social Democrats didn't oppose the Rent Pressure Zone legislation. So do you see logic in this process that the government is embarked on now and what they're trying to achieve?
Yeah, just to be very clear, what came forward to the Dáil yesterday was a specific piece of legislation in relation to extending the rent pressure zones until the 1st of March, covering the entire country. It wasn't the actual main substantive piece of legislation, which will be coming through in the coming months, where we will see significant rents rise. And so while we didn't oppose the extension of rent pressure zones around the country because renters need that protection, because it's potentially significant rent hikes and evictions could take place between now and March. Mm-hmm. We are very clearly deeply concerned and opposing the main thrust of the legislation that is likely to come, that will be coming mm-hmm. forward in the coming months.
So be specific, what will you be opposing then? Because the rent pressure zones will cover the entire country now. That's in and that's, if you like, up and running as and from tomorrow.
Yeah, so we need to, you know, step back here a minute and see what is the housing situation. Listen to the housing minister earlier, and there's a complete denial in government of the social catastrophe that is actually going on right now in terms of this country. We've nurses, we've doctors, we've teachers, we've our key workers can't afford to buy or rent a home. They're leaving this country. The tradespeople we need to build homes are leaving the country because they can't afford a home. It's an emergency. Rents have increased 43% since 2020. No, this is important context.
I know.
The key measure that they're bringing in is essentially removing that inter-tenancy rent cap. And I don't want to bamboozle listeners because it is so confusing. And that's part of the problem. But they are going to allow essentially landlords from the 1st of March every 6 years increase the rent mm-hmm. to market rent. Mm-hmm. And if a tenant leaves voluntarily, they will be able to increase the rent to market rent. Yeah. And that means that what we're going to see, and the housing agency has set it out very clearly, we're going to see average rents increase. And it is those key workers, and as you mentioned earlier, students, mm-hmm. who will be most affected by this when they have to leave their tenancy and go to find somewhere else. And they will be facing higher rents.
And Deputy Ahern, the government would say they're not in denial, that they're very much on the case and that this is part now of a plan. And they talked about infrastructure and they talk about planning. It is all part of a plan to deliver supply, which ultimately will drive down prices and drive down the cost of tenancies.
It is exasperating. It is so frustrating that they're putting this argument, and we see the central bank today saying they're not going to reach their targets. Renters are going to pay the price for, at some point in the future, a supply of housing that will bring down rents. They haven't answered the question, when will rents fall on the basis of this policy, and what institutional investors are going to build housing that is at a lower rent than what they're currently charging. It's not logical.
Do you have a plan that's better?
We absolutely do. We've put forward a lot of solutions. And at its core is the idea that the state needs to directly deliver homes. It can hire the builders to build on land. And this has been really, again, frustrating from this government. We have criticised their policies and they say we've no solutions. We put forward the Homes for Ireland State Savings Scheme proposal. We sent it to the minister. We've sent it to the government. It is where you would leverage some of the $160 billion in private bank accounts that could be building thousands of homes quite quickly, like they do in France. And the government says you've put forward no solutions. Here is a solution.
Okay.
Also put the budget surplus into local authorities and not-for-profit housing bodies. We could be delivering thousands of more homes.
And there we must leave it. Rory Ahern, Social Democrats housing spokesperson. Thank you very much indeed. 9:05.